Kathy in Kentucky has a roofing situation. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I have. I had a new roof put on my house. This part of it was ripped off by a tornado, and I have dormers. I don't really have an attic.
Okay.
And the problem is, I have something up there gnawing since they put the roof on.
Okay.
There's something up in there, and it's in my walls. And the other night, it was up in my ceiling over my bed, and I had to get up and pound on the ceiling.
Do you have access into this space, Kathy? Is there an attic hatch or something of that nature?
No, nothing.
There's nothing. There's no way to get in there?
No.
Well, obviously, the animals found their way in. I think what you're going to have to do is cut an access into that. You know, a small hatchway or something like that from an interior is probably the way to go.
Okay.
Once you get up into that space, one trick of the trade is to take some mothballs and throw it around, because a lot of the rodents that infest don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that you could do is get a have-a-heart trap, because if the animal's running around, it's looking for food.
Right.
Get a have-a-heart trap and, you know, get one for like a squirrel-sized trap.
Because it probably is a squirrel.
Yeah, for bait, you could use like an apple, or half of an apple or something like that.
Wire it down.
Yeah, trick of the trade. Wire it down, because the animal will knock it around and it won't work.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.